Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can seriously shift your entire outlook on life, practice, and gratitude. You know, I used to think this whole gratitude thing was a bit fluffy, like something you do at a cheesy self-help seminar. But trust me, it's so much more than that. It's a game changer. We live in a world where negativity can sometimes feel all-consuming, right? Social media, the news cycle, it's easy to get caught up in what we don't have or what's going wrong. But guess what? Shifting your focus to what you do have, even the little things, can make a world of difference. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, I'm super stressed right now. How am I supposed to feel grateful for my overflowing inbox? Totally get it. It takes effort, but that's the beauty of it. Making gratitude a practice means showing up even on those tough days. So let's break down five key takeaways that can really help you cultivate a more grateful mindset. First things first, start small. You don't have to suddenly be singing Cumbia and thanking the universe for your morning coffee, although hey, if that works for you, go for it. Start with one or two things each day. Maybe it's the sunshine streaming through your window, a delicious meal, or even just a good night's sleep. Second, be specific. Instead of just saying, I'm grateful for my family, think about specific qualities you admire in them. Maybe it's their sense of humor, their unwavering support, or the way they always know how to make you laugh. Third, keep a gratitude journal. Sounds super basic, but trust me, this is powerful stuff. Jot down a few things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. It can be anything. The feeling of fresh air on your skin, a kind word from a stranger, or even just the fact that you woke up and had another chance to shine. Fourth, practice gratitude in moments of stress. This is where it gets really transformative. Instead of letting negative thoughts take over when things get tough, try consciously shifting your focus. Think about someone who supports you, something you're looking forward to, or even just the fact that you have the strength to handle whatever challenges come your way. And finally, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two of practicing gratitude. This isn't about perfection, it's about making a conscious effort to cultivate more positivity in your life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're so caught up in your to-do list, checking things off without really experiencing anything? I remember being there completely overwhelmed and missing out on the little joys of life. Then I started consciously practicing gratitude, and it was like a switch flipped. I started noticing the beauty in everyday moments, a blooming flower outside my window, a warm cup of tea, or even just the laughter of my friends. Think about a time when you felt truly grateful for something. Maybe it was receiving a thoughtful gift, having a heartfelt conversation with someone you love, or simply experiencing a moment of peace and quiet. What made that experience so special? What emotions did you feel? Remember those moments and try to bring that sense of gratitude into your daily life. So, what are we walking away with today? First, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. It takes effort, but the rewards are huge. Start small, be specific, and keep it consistent. Second, find joy in the simple things. The world is full of beauty and wonder if you just take the time to notice it. And finally, be kind to yourself. Gratitude is a journey, not a race. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #SheThrivesGratitude. Let's spread some positivity together. Until next time, keep thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.